yourself to handle the high expectations that were on this franchise coming into the season?
Once you get playing, you don't have to answer as many questions of what might be, what if, how good are you. You're constantly measuring yourself against yourself. Are you moving in the right direction? So I think well would be handled it reasonably well. To more specific parts of our game, I think we've improved offensively and defensively, defining the style of game that we wanted to play. I think we were scoring early at a decent rate, but possibly not at the style that we would have wanted to, which affected our defensive game. I think our defensive game, probably for 4 or 5 weeks, certainly coming back from Finland, started to look more appropriate, and it's continued to do so. So I think we've handled it reasonably well.
Do you believe you're out of the woods then? Is this something that's behind you if this new season carries on?
No, I think it will build. The more proficient we become with our game, the higher the expectations will become. I think it's easier in our room to handle it when you get into the grind of the season. It's just not talked about, and we just deal with our day. When you're running through a training camp, an exhibition, and you're talking about the conference final and the points from last year, it's in your room every single day because you have nothing else to talk about. It's not a complaint. They're just the exhibition games aren't exciting enough to talk about, right? There's not enough totally new faces here to kind of draw everybody's attention. So I don't think it's an issue for us in our room when the game's not going the way we want it to go. It's not about expectations. So, last night's game, we get up to 4. I'm a little bit aware when I come in to talk to you after that there's going to be an undertone of why didn't it finish 12. But we've all got a lot of experience. And one of the things we're good at, we've got a lot of respect for our opponents on every given night, what an NHL game demands. And I think we've handled that well.
Paul, we were talking with Adam Lowry, and 30 games into the season, he mentioned how, the separation in the league is so small right now that, here you are, you guys are 1 point out of first in the Central and I think have the best point percentage in the Western Conference, and yet you look, there's only about a 5 or 6 point cushion from that outside the playoff line. Are you surprised 30 games in that there isn't a little more separation?
No, I don't think so. And that's more of a function of the Central Division. So we knew that coming into the season that this thing is going to be jammed up all the way to the very end. And you can have, what did we finish? 114 last year, but we still aren't qualifying until the last, 10 days of the year. So this thing's going to be a grinder right to the very end. Colorado's now is in the mix. I think both Chicago and St. Louis, there's just too many veteran players there for them. They're going to arc back up. They may or may not be able to claw their way back in, but they're certainly going to win big games against good opponents, so our division may get tighter.
And there was a time, I think just a couple weeks ago, where the two wild card spots were both from the Central, and it almost looked like the Central was leaving the Pacific division behind. You look today, actually, and the two Pacific teams, I think, are right in there now. So that division, it appears, has really picked things up, which I guess just speaks to the Western Conference as a whole.
Yeah, the Vegas and Edmonton, right, come off a turn there, a little bit of a tough start, and now have made it. I don't think that you're looking at. So we say it all the time, whether it's true or not. You just don't look at the Western Conference anyway in a game that this should be a light night. But that's a good thing. That's a good way to train, because there certainly aren't any late nights in that last 6 weeks or into the playoffs.
Just one more from me, but with a Canadian team coming in here and a team that is playing well in the Oilers, is having a good competitive number of Canadian teams just something fans here care about, or is it good for the league to have teams like yourself, Toronto, Calgary, Edmonton all kind of pointed in the right direction?
Well, I think it is. And you guys will know this better than I. If you sum up or total the entire number of hockey articles written on any single given day, I don't know that volume necessarily changes, but If you go back 3 years ago, there would be a big band of those, or disproportionate by team would be Canadian teams, and none of it would have been positive, right? So we were all getting pounded in our individual city for failure and incompetence. We don't have to, you know, agree that there's any less incompetence, but we could at least argue that there's less failure. So the general then volume of information that goes out about the National Hockey League has more positive spins. So that's positive.
Paul, is there any, Ken Hitchcock is not new to the NHL, but is there anything new that's coming at you tomorrow night with him now behind the Oilers bench, and you have not faced them since he's taken over as coach? Is there anything new coming at you tomorrow?
The newness would be the style of game that the Edmonton Oilers are playing. That would be new, right? They've had a certain style of hockey that might go back to the 80s. I mean, there's some differing players clearly from then, but the style was there was a theme there, right? There was a lot of motion in their game, a lot of I don't know if high risk is the right word, but certainly they were making plays. That was how they were built to run. And now they look like a Western Conference team, right? Defense is an important half. They bring a good balance. They're still going to have great offensive players, but they've got the balance right in my mind in terms of defending when they don't have the puck, and a cohesive unit to do that, and five guys moving together. So that is different. Ken Hitchcock's team have a certain look to them in terms of systems. We all have our systems. They're not necessarily any different than anybody else's, but there's a... When you weave them all together, there's a certain look to his teams, and they look pretty close to a team that Ken coaches, right? There's not going to be a lot of cheating above the puck. There'll be good decisions made through the neutral zone, and they've got some players that can beat people through the neutral zone, and there's a certain physicality to those teams. So they look exactly like his teams, yeah.
Of your 30 games so far, how does it feel as far as how heavy or light it's been? And I don't mean 3 games in 4 nights.
Yeah,
kind of
I understand.
Thing, strength of
weight
team,
of
strength
weight of schedule.
Of
You got to be really careful when you look at your calendar when you wait it. And we've all seen at times where that week you thought might be some weaker teams coming in, you get beat bad, and this is a really difficult stretch, and you go on a bit of a run. One of the things that we've been good at going back to last year and probably even prior to that is we've beaten the teams below us at the right rate. We haven't played a lot of teams that are ahead of us, certainly recently, but we've done what we needed to do. But there's lots of proving ground left for this hockey team. There's a heavier schedule coming. There's a stack of games that the schedule itself becomes heavier, then the team weighted becomes heavier. It's also where we became a good team last year, in a stretch of 5 very, very heavy games, and I don't know if I get them right, but it was Boston, LA, Anaheim, Nashville. 5 games that we would say physically dominant teams in this league, and we played very, very well in those games, and for me that was really where we got better.
10 of your 30 have been against bottom 5 teams in the NHL.
Okay, so I would agree with that, so let's just say bottom 10, because if we lose those games, they're probably bottom 10, okay?
But you're 9-1 against those, so maybe that says something about respective opponent, as you mentioned earlier.
I do believe that. We don't, in my opinion, change our preparation or our attitude to the start of the games. We had a tough first period against Philadelphia, so that's there. But other than that, we've been pretty strong in those games, and we do respect the opponent for sure.
Top 6 teams, and you're one of them. So the other 5, you're 0-5 yep. Against them. What does that say?
We weren't very good in those games. I know that's not fair. Those are good games. So I liked...
2 Toronto, Nashville, Calgary, Buffalo.
Yeah, I very much liked our game in Toronto. That would be maybe in the top 4 or 5 performances on back-to-back nights. The Calgary one, our last 2 periods were really good. You're pulling goalies. We were very good against Buffalo. So, but it's a reminder that when you get into the upper echelon, it does not take much to lose a game. It's the 1 or 2 shots. It's the edge becomes fine, and we weren't great in those games. But I don't feel... you know, we went into Nashville and killed 8 penalties. I think that was a story there. I haven't felt undermanned in those games. I thought they were good, solid, even games.
Team get a little more jacked for those, like Tampa, Nashville? Is that fair to say?
I hope so.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to marry them, these two ideas that we've just talked about, being very respectful and going, you know. I remember being in Hartford and Brendan Shanahan making a comment that there were no big games. We were like, everyone was a big game because we had to win or we weren't making the playoffs, but there was no heated rivalry. There was no Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Chicago that he had kind of grown up in coming through St. Louis. So you have to respect those teams, and then I'm hopeful that there is that extra buzz when you come in. And there was in Nashville, there was in Minnesota, and I thought our Colorado game here too, there was some really heavy energy to that. But the rivalries that are built for our team based on playoffs, there was a real buzz in the building, and it was physical. I think both teams were ready for it. Not sure the refereeing was, how that was going to look. But yeah, you want that big game feel. Right, but when I say that, the other half is that we're not accepting a less than big game feel just because we don't have a rivalry with you.